White. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, January 1, 1903. Pastor Willie C. White. Your mother wishes you a happy new year. If we act our part in willing obedience to our Lord's requirements, we can but have his happy assurance in our hearts. What great grief it must have been to our Lord Jesus Christ to be misunderstood, misinterpreted, for often the words had scarce gone out of his lips, but that a wrong interpretation was placed upon his words, emphasizing some words and misconstruing others, so that there was a wrong impression left upon minds. Well, it is for us that Jesus lived and walked on earth. Therefore, in his human life, he knew by experience what all who live will have, an experience that was, in our behalf, of exceeding value to us. He did not take the words of men as verity and truth. No lie is of the truth. When the Lord Jesus sees and hears the speeches of even church members in regard to complaints of each other, it is an encouragement to us that not any man's supposition or statements will be received by the one who knows, unless it is clean truth, and that when the truth is spoken, the Lord Jesus endorses the truth. Let then no false lips utter falsehoods against the truth, and let all be glad that this is so. Oh, how willing would Christ be to cleanse away from every soul all that shall offend. We are living for time and our endless hereafter. If faithful and true to our Redeemer, our influence will exert for good, not for evil. I am more than ever convinced, I am certain, that we must find rest and peace in Christ Jesus, which, if we all should have more communion with God and less selfishness to carry our own points, we should have greater blessings. The Lord Jesus Christ, before leaving his disciples, did not think of himself, but he thought of the helpless, discouraged, disappointed ones he was leaving. But he knew after all his suffering and the result, death, there would be a resurrection to life. When he remained with them for 40 days, how tenderly he looked upon them. He was to leave them alone, yet not alone. But now Jesus has assured his disciples that he would be with them in their labors, in their gospel ministry, confirming the words spoken by them. Oh, let us think of these things. Even the weakest and most helpless disciple is not friendless. Christ is with them, if they will be with Christ. I am glad we are so near home. Our work will soon be ended in this world, and we must wait and watch and pray and trust his living word, saying, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Philippians 4, verse 13. We may claim the promise, and oh, we may have such rich feasting upon his word.